Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
On the line, we have Eva Tepper, who is a catechism teacher. Good morning, Eva. How are you doing this morning? And thank you for joining us on the Catholic Corner.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
This morning, we'll be talking about your catechism class, how it was affected or how it is affected by COVID-19, measures you've put in place. We'll really just unpack that during our conversation. But as a starting point, please just share a bit about yourself. Who is Eva?
Eva is a sister. Eva is a friend. Eva is a biological mom to one boy. And an emotional and friend mom to many kids.
An emotional and friend mom to many kids. That's beautiful, Eva. Why did you decide to become a catechism teacher?
Well, I actually kind of stumbled on it because at first I was just filling in the gap at the school while we were trying to find a new catechism teacher, as our previous catechism teacher was also a parent, but her kids had moved on to another school. And well, since then, I didn't want to give it up, although I've managed to get myself two additional helping ladies. But yeah, it's a good reward when you see the kids in the afternoon who come to the class. So since then, it's been stuck.
So you are a catechism teacher at your son's school, and you just shared with us how that came about. Radio Veritas is listened to by not only Catholics, also people who are not Catholics listen to Radio Veritas. And there might be a few people listening to our conversation right now who don't necessarily understand what catechism means. How would you describe or explain what catechism is in a nutshell?
So our catechism classes, just like Veritas, is very open. So there are kids who are Catholic, kids who aren't Catholic. There's kids from Baptist church, there's kids from New Age church, and that's how we structured our classes. And for me, in order to get such a variety of kids, to them I explained it as a guidance class for your faith. So it's guiding you towards a friendship with God, your friendship with Jesus, and your friendship with a higher power.
What age group do you teach, and what do you like most about being a catechism teacher?
Our classes' age groups range from 7 to 9. We've divided them into three groups, which is year one, which are beginners who haven't been to catechism, haven't been to Sunday school. And then we've got year two, which are kids preparing to do their first reconciliation. And then we have a third year, and they are the kids who will be doing their first Holy Communions. Now, I teach the year ones and prepare the kids for their reconciliation. What I love about being a catechism teacher is the innocence of the kids. I feel that they're seen to be honest and open, and it also teaches me to be honest and open to different ways of thinking and being able to see God and religion and church through the child's eyes.
You know, you just shared what it is that you like about being a catechism teacher, but I can only imagine that there are challenges linked with being a catechism teacher. So since teaching catechism, what would you say are your most challenging moments or most challenging thing about being a catechism teacher?
I think the most challenging bit is having to step in to be that third parent. If you were to look at a child and bringing up a child, everybody involved in bringing them up is seen as a parent. So the child has their biological parents, and then they've got parents whom are the teachers, the educators, are seen as parents during the day. And now I have to come in and step in and be the spiritual parent. Being a first-time parent, that is challenging because am I feeding the soul enough not to fear God? Am I feeding this child enough to trust in God? And am I feeding this child to want to be better, to be a good person, to be a believer? And I think that's the biggest challenge because after each lesson, I go home and I go, oh, I should have told the kids this so that to complete their journey with God and with Jesus. I think that's the biggest challenge that I've got.
If you've just joined us, welcome. You are through to the Catholic Corner with myself, Kananelo Mapoko. Catholic Corner on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. 576 AM on DSTV, we are on 870. Via streaming, you can get us on radioveritas.co.za. Radio Veritas also has an app, so you can check out the Radio Veritas app and you'll be able to listen to Radio Veritas there. We are in conversation with Eva this morning. Eva is a catechism teacher. You know, a couple of days ago and quite regularly here on the Catholic Corner, we've been having conversations with the head of school at Catholic schools, principals at Catholic schools. This morning is slightly different in that Eva's son does not attend a Catholic school, but she took it upon herself to teach catechism at her son's school. Eva shared with us how that came about, and she's still at it, still teaching catechism. Eva, teaching young kids, you know, they are bound to be very cute moments. What is the cutest thing that you've heard when the learners that you teach describe Jesus's resurrection?
Actually, one of the cutest moments was while we were teaching our first years about Lent, and on this particular day, we were explaining to the kids on your dietary restrictions on a Friday. And when we had mentioned to the kids, you can't eat meat on a Friday, the shock and horror to them, they were just like, oh, okay, that's fine. Can we eat as mince and bacon and hamburgers, which they see cooked on their plate? Yeah, that's one of the moments that was just, it took me a while to gather myself and try and explain to the kids what we meant by meat.
We always learn as people. We learn from people who are older, who are younger, from our peers. What has being a catechism teacher taught you? What have you learned? What valuable lessons have you learned from the learners that you teach?
I've learned that freedom of choice is a real thing. And everybody has it. And also that it's okay to question things and not just to take in everything and to believe, and it is okay to question. Reason I say this is because our catechism classes are offered as an extramural. So it's open to everyone to sign up and to join. And many times when I come for my afternoon lessons, there are other kids who haven't signed up who want to come, who want to learn. So the kids there aren't there because they're being forced, and they're there because they choose to come to the class. And yeah, that's why I think that freedom of choice is real. And our kids today that we're bringing up are able to use that that right, which is good, which is something we weren't able to use. As I think I grew up in an era where children were to be seen and not heard. And with my teachings now, I see that the tables have turned, that our kids are very vocal and very honest, which is great, which is a good thing to have.
Eva, Christ has risen, and we are singing our alleluias today. In your life journey, when did you feel Christ most alive in you?
I think that moment would be when I became a mom, and watching my son go through his milestones. And it brings me to the one hymn where we ask Lord to make us an instrument of his love. And God has gifted me this child to bring up, to love, and to guide, as we would ask God to guide us through our lives. We are passing on that responsibility. He's passed on that responsibility to us to give through to our children.
You're listening to Catholic Corner with myself, Kananelo Mapoko, and we are in conversation with Eva. Eva is a catechism teacher, and she's basically sharing her catechism journey with us, and we're about to get into the conversation of COVID-19, something that's very topical and that gave birth to the Catholic Corner. As you now know, the Catholic Corner is a program that's exclusively produced for the South African lockdown period. After the lockdown period, normal Radio Verity programming will resume. Eva, COVID-19 came and it's here, and it's still here. The reason why we have lockdown here in South Africa and many other countries in the world. How has the impact been for you in terms of your catechism class, and were you able to put measures in place?
Sure. So COVID-19 is an era or a period of adjustment. I think nobody is exactly sure what's going on or what will be going on. So we've had to do a lot of adjustments. Our first adjustment was when our kids attended their first mass. At that point, I think the Vatican had said that the holy water should be removed from the church, and we weren't giving each other the signs of peace within church, which was the whole point of bringing the kids to church, was to get them to feel the community and not be afraid of this big, huge building called church. So that was our first challenge. After that, we, at the school that we attend, we were on holiday. So we would have been on holiday, so we weren't going to have classes. But as the myself and the two other ladies who are helping me decided to continue the classes, but using an online medium, where we would have a face to, well, not face to face, but online classes for the older kids. It seems to have worked because the kids are rocking up to the online classes, which is awesome. We're doing our younger group next week, running along with the school calendar. So if it weren't for COVID, we would be going back to school. We would be back at school. But yeah, we're still going on online. A lot of the preparation and the actual writing and classwork is being put onto the parent more than it would be on us. I mean, we're at this point just projecting the information. We seem to have lost that personal touch. I think that's which is what COVID has done. It's ripped us from our personal contact, our realness of people and feelings, and everything is just projected now through a screen and voice. But we're getting along with our classes. We might be able to do our sacraments, which is the confession at the end of the year and communion at the end of the year. What we did miss is that two of our students were to be baptized over this Easter weekend. And unfortunately, that can't happen. But as soon as the country is up and well, we'll have our kids baptized. But otherwise, it's electronic medium all the way.
What message of hope would you like to share with the listeners and your learners? What would you like to say to them?
So the lesson would go in line with our lockdown situation, where we as families have to spend a lot of time together. And I think it's made us realize that we need to start to appreciate each other. Yes, we're in our faces all the time, but take the time to appreciate your sister, appreciate your partner, appreciate your parents. And yeah, so during this time, I think my message would be appreciation. I also want to say thank you to all my catechism kids for making this journey so easy and so rewarding, and that I miss them and love them lots.
Thank you, Eva, and thank you for sharing with us this morning on the Catholic Corner. And thank you for sharing your journey, you know, being a catechism teacher, how you started, how it is for you, and the beautiful message of hope that you've just left us with.
Thank you for allowing me to share my journey with you and everybody. And I also like to thank Father Joe, Elena, and Daniela, who've helped me through this journey of teaching catechism to the young ones.
That was Eva Tepper, a mother whose son attends a private school that is not Catholic, and she took it upon herself to teach catechism at the school. Truly inspirational. What are we doing to evangelize? You know, how are we spreading the good news of the Lord? I think that's the message that Eva's journey is bringing across this morning. How are you in your little or big way evangelizing? How are you spreading the good news of the Lord? We've come to the end of the program. Thank you very much for tuning in into the Catholic Corner. This is a program where we pray through music. And if we have Catholic Corner for 2 hours, the second hour is used to have Catholic conversations. And we were having a Catholic conversation today with Eva Tepper, who is a catechism teacher. The question that I have been asking throughout the program, particularly in the first hour, still stands. Random acts of kindness. What random act of kindness are you going to do today? What random act of kindness are you going to do today? Let's spread love, let's spread kindness, and let's brighten people's days up. You don't have to do anything drastic. You don't have to move mountains. You know, a simple phone call can make a huge difference. A simple, I love you. A simple, I care about you. A simple, I am missing you, can make a huge difference. So the question is, what random act of kindness are you going to do today? We're going to sign out with I've Got Joy, Joy, Joy Down in My Heart. And thereafter, we'll listen to My God Loves Me. I'll check you out on Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. 576 a.m. DSTV 870. God bless and have a beautiful day.
At Radio Veritas, we care. In this time of COVID-19 or coronavirus, we encourage you to wash your hands regularly with soap and water for 20 seconds or sanitize your hands with alcohol-based sanitizers. When sneezing or coughing, please cover your nose and mouth with tissues or the inside of a flexed elbow. If you feel sick, especially with a dry cough, fever or cold, please contact your health practitioner. For more info on coronavirus, dial 0800 029999 or 0600 123456. At Radio Veritas, we care.